We had a meeting recently, about 4 weeks ago, when this bloke turned up, and we were talking about Syria, which made a change from the constituency Labour Party, which didn't apparently want to talk about Syria. So Momentum had a Syria debate, and this bloke piped up. And he thought it was completely reasonable, as the one guy who thought that we should bomb Syria, that he would derail our discussion. So there was one of him and about 65 or 70 of us. This evening I would like to give that guy the Christmas gift. He's probably here because he likes to come to our gatherings. This time, Sunshine, you're welcome. Sam, we don't want to ban you, Sam. We just want you to understand you are welcome to join us on the righteous side. Just don't get stuck on the right who can't abide that we are turning the tide. And as we come to the end of this momentous year, before we're all down the bar for a well-deserved beer, Lambeth Momentum would like to dedicate to you and all the others who just don't yet quite get it, a little get your shit together, straight talking on his Christmas slam, inspired by the man who we know can help us all get our future back. In this world turned upside down, a topsy-turvy, neoliberal, dysfunctional and parallel reality, where equity is private, not equality. In this gravity-redefining finance land where what goes down can take you up, but if it goes up, might bring you down. And the short, naked man is king, selling something he doesn't even own. Yes, money, 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 it's surreal, not funny. And it is a rich man's world. But together, we are going to make it better. We are proud to say that we do care. We don't accept that life's not fair. And we saw you, Dave, as you beat a retreat back to your green leather seat. Real life questions just too taxing. As Corbyn focused, he put up the fight. He didn't heed the cynics. He knew that he was right. So George had to do a U-turn, as you turned out to be, condemning families to poverty with a cut that would have taken 80p for every extra pound they earned. Imagine the puffed-up, red-faced condemnation if anybody tried an 80% rate of taxation for the multimillionaire. So you'll get no credit for pretending to care about social protection. We know your last-minute correction was born out of fear of your own side's rejection, because if you want to be the next Tory party boss, you know you've got to look like you give a toss. For the mum who has to lie to her kids that she's already eaten, for the woman who's been beaten down and now shut out because the refuge can't afford its rent because the landlord is hell-bent on extracting every pound on the grounds that the market will bear it, though we know it will tear it out the heart of London. No-go zone for all but the rich few, like you, George. The unaffordable so-called starter home belies the lie of the right to buy, whilst our fundamental right to housing has been demolished through greed and speculation. Welcome to the B&B generation, as they pack away in boxes what remains of community, what once was a home, now an investment property. Jez may not get the credit, but he won the tax case. It was the first brick out of the austerity wall, and the rest will fall. For we are going to be policy changing, advocating, educating, liberating, changing lives. We, the rabble, by the media derided, it has been decided. We are the loonies of the hard left, for pointing out what is so easy to see, that it is the right which makes life hard for the vast majority. The right which wants to cut for growth and bomb for peace. But sound man, if you like, you can stay where you are. Or you can choose real progress and shape history. And to JC, I just want to say thank you, thank you, thank you for giving us the chance, for talking humane common sense in our collective self-defense, in which peace, social justice and equality are not naive dreaming or factional scheming, they're the only meaning of life. We are Momentum, we are positive, we are determined, we know how to do what's right, so friends, now have a great night, then tomorrow get over the hangover and get on with the fight.